कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे. सो वी हैव टू नो वॉट कैन गिव पीपल हैप्पीनेस. एंड माई गुरुदेव ऑलवेज सेज, देयर इज अ स्लोगन ऑन माई रूम. इफ यू कम टू माई रूम यू विल सी अ स्लोगन, स्टैंडिंग स्लोगन इज देयर. एंड गुरु महाराज इज स्माइलिंग एंड द स्लोगन इज दैट इफ ओनली यू आर हैप्पी यू कैन मेक अदर्स हैप्पी. इफ यू आर नॉट हैप्पी यू कांट मेक अदर्स हैप्पी. इज दैट राइट? इवन इफ यू वॉन्ट टू शो समबडी दैट यू हैप्पी बट रियली इफ यू नॉट हैप्पी देन ऑल्सो अदर्स कैन नॉट बिकम हैप्पी. Because happiness is the state of the soul, not of the face. Just by acting happy, one can't spread happiness. Because happiness is the state of the soul, not of the body, not of the eyes, not of the face. And you cannot act happy. In drama you can, but in reality you cannot. That's why we have to see. मिनी पीपल में फील कि पगार कम है इसलिए लोग दुखी हैं. बट नाउ साइंस हैज आई मीन रिसर्च हैज प्रूव्ड दैट पगार बढ़ाने से लोग खुश नहीं होते. वो कुछ समय के लिए रहता है, एक महीने तक. व्हेन फर्स्ट सैलरी कम्स विथ रेज्ड इंक्रीमेंट वॉट एवर दैट वन मंथ यू आर वेरी हैप्पी एंड नेक्स्ट मंथ यू गेट यूज टू दैट रेज सैलरी एंड देयर इज नो मोर हैप्पीनेस. राइट? बिकॉज यू ऑलरेडी प्लान योर एक्सपेंसेस. अभी पगार बढ़ गया तो मैं ये लूँगा वो लूँगा. बहुत दिन से फ्रिज नहीं लिया था, अभी फ्रिज ले लूँगा. या पंखा बदली करना था, पंखा ले लूँगा. वट एवर यू हैव, सो दैट इंक्रीमेंट इज ऑलरेडी यूटिलाइज. एंड सेकेंड मंथ थर्ड मंथ देर इज नो हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द इंक्रीमेंट. अगेन यू वेट फॉर द नेक्स्ट ईयर एंड दैट वन मंथ वेन द फर्स्ट इंक्रीमेंट कम्स यू आर हैप्पी. दिस ईयर दिस मंथ 4,000 हैज कम मोर देन लास्ट ईयर, सो यू आर हैप्पी. बट नेक्स्ट मंथ द 4,000 इज कमिंग, इट इज नॉट गिविंग हैप्पीनेस टू यू. You see how temporary is the nature of the happiness of money. The money matlab kya? You have happiness till you spend it. Once you spend something and bring home, next day the happiness is not there. Again you have to go and spend it to be happy. I did shopping and that shopping ka happiness lasted for 1 year for me. Aisa hota hai kabhi? Today you went to Crawford market. My wife has gone today. She can't claim that now 1 year she doesn't have to go. She is so happy that happiness will last for 1 year. Doesn't happen like that. Or new sari is purchased. Suppose your husband gave you a gift on new sari on your birthday. So happy you are. Maybe one time, two times, three times you will wear and you'll be so happy. Fourth time you become routine. Till next birthday husband something gives new, till that time you have to wait for the new happiness. You are right? Am I right? Or you go and buy a new chappal, very nice chappal, 750 rupees, 1,000 rupees. You're so happy. You'll keep on looking at the new chappal while walking also. Afterwards, you'll walk in the gutter and you walk in the cow dung also, you don't care for it. Huh? Somebody gave me watch on my 50th birthday. So 3 days I'm only watching at the watch, you know. Whenever I have time, I keep watching at the watch. But afterwards you see, I will not even bother. I'll keep the watch somewhere on table, either other. I'll keep and next watch I'll wear, I'll not even remember also. So everything has a potential to give you happiness only for little time. Do you all agree with me?
Yes.
Nowadays that new style has come. What is the style that they make the hair straight? What is the process called? What do you call that?
Huh?
I call ironing. Istri, istri. Istri, istri. वो ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म रखते हैं पीछे उसके और बाल लेके उसको आयरन करते हैं एंड योर हेयर बिकम्स लाइक अ झाड़ू का हेयर. झाड़ू बनती है एकदम, दिखते ऐसे वो. नाउ यू टेल मी, आई हर्ड दैट, आई डोंट नो द डिटेल अबाउट इट, बट आई हर्ड दैट इट्स कॉस्ट लॉट्स ऑफ मनी, 7,500 रुपये आई थिंक आई हर्ड दैट. एंड पीपल आर स्पेंडिंग मनी ऑन दैट लाइक एनीथिंग. प्रीवियसली आई थॉट ओनली रिच गाइज आर डूइंग दैट, बट नाउ आई सॉ दैट एवरीबडी इज डूइंग दैट. You also don't know? Good. I appreciate that. But I know because in various programs we go, we see suddenly this lady had curly hair, suddenly it became straight. How it becomes straight? Then I inquired, kya raaz kya hai iska? So then they said ki now that perming has come. Huh? This is the word. Perming. Perming say they can make straight hair into curly hair and curly hair into straight hair. Both things can be done. इट्स फॉर परमिंग. नाउ आई हैव सीन विथ क्लोज ऑब्जर्वेशन दैट सम लेडीज हैव डन दैट. आफ्टर सम टाइम आई सी अगेन द हेयर इज बैक टू नॉर्मल. दैट मीन्स योर सेंट स्पेंड 7,500 रुपीज टू मेक समथिंग फॉर योर हेयर टू लुक ब्यूटिफुल. आफ्टर सम टाइम इट गोज बैक टू नॉर्मल. नथिंग इज परमानेंट. सो हैप्पीनेस लास्ट फॉर ओनली लिटिल टाइम. यू डू मेकअप इन द मॉर्निंग आफ्टर 4 hours. इफ यू लुक द सेम यू टू डू री मेकअप अगेन. यू कॉन्ट एक्सपेक्ट की वेन आई गो होम इन द इवनिंग 5 o'clock आई शुड लुक द सेम वे द वे आई लेफ्ट माई होम इन द मॉर्निंग. अगेन टेम्पररी. यू ब्रश योर टीथ अगेन आफ्टर 4 hours or 6 hours 8 hours यू ब्रश योर टीथ अगेन. बेथिंग ऑल्सो सेम वे. ड्रेसिंग ऑल्सो सेम वे. आयनिंग यू डू योर क्लॉथ आफ्टर 4 hours यू सेड नाउ यू हैव टू वेयर न्यू ड्रेस बिकॉज आयनिंग इज गॉन. स्वेटिंग सो मच यू नो इधर आयनिंग बचता है. एवरीथिंग इज लाइक दिस ओनली. सो दोज पीपल हु आर लॉस्ट देयर कलर ऑफ द हेयर दे बिकम ग्रे. दे थॉट के नाउ मेनी हेयर हैव बिकम ग्रे. नाउ आई हैव टू पुट अ डाई एंड दे पुट अ डाई. आफ्टर सम टाइम व्हाट हैपेंस देयर इज सम ब्लैक एंड सम व्हाइट अंडर दैट लाइक दैट राइट. ऑल हेयर लिटिल बिट हेयर एंड देयर सम व्हाइट हेयर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम डाउन एंड अपर ऑल इज ब्लैक. आफ्टर सम टाइम यू हैव टू गो बैक टू द पार्लर एंड से मेक इट ब्लैक एंड देन यू कम टू नो ओ आई हैड 50% हेयर ब्लैक एंड 50% हेयर व्हाइट एंड आई डाइड द हेयर. नाउ 100% आर व्हाइट. इज दैट ट्रू. वंस यू टू डाई ना 100% हेयर बिकम्स व्हाइट. यू हैव टू कीप ऑन डूइंग इट. सो वेयर इज द हैप्पीनेस टेल मी. इज वी ओनली रनिंग आफ्टर हैप्पीनेस. देयर इज नो हैप्पीनेस बिकॉज बाय डेफिनेशन हैप्पीनेस इज नॉट देयर ऑन द बॉडीली लेवल. On mental level, there is no happiness. It cannot be. Happiness is there only on what level? On the soul level. Only when we learn to earn happiness on the level of soul, that will last. Why it will last? Because soul lasts. Soul is eternal. Soul doesn't die. Body dies. So if you are putting your energy on a dying thing, then nothing else will get but death afterwards. है ना. जो डूबने वाली अभी ऐसा कोई ऐसा है क्या बिजनेस वेयर यू नो कि दिस बिजनेस इज फ्लॉप बिजनेस. शेयर वैल्यू इज वेरी मच डाउन एंड एनीबडी विल पुट मनी इन किंग फिशर एयरलाइंस नाउ एज अ शेयर. अरे किंग फिशर विजय मल्ल्या का है. इट्स अ मल्टी करोर प्रोजेक्ट. इट्स अ फेमस एयरलाइंस यू नो किंग फिशर. डोंट यू नो किंग फिशर विजय मल्ल्या United Breweries का owner, he is the only. But will you put money in that? Because all of you know that डूबा हुआ business है. You can't even book a ticket also in the flight now. One time was there कि Kingfisher was actually about to close down. And whenever you click some air website agencies, Kingfisher flights एकदम low cost. So you feel अरे this is 4,000, that is 2,200. A book it Kingfisher, then you come to Kingfisher flight cancelled. No refund available. So illusion is there in market. So those who are aware of Kingfisher condition, you will invest in Kingfisher. Shares are cheaply available, please buy. You'll buy? No buy. Because you know it is a lost company. You can't put money in that. But my dear friends, you should know your body is also a lost company. You know that? It's going to die one day, 100% sure. And all of us are investing money on that. On the hair, on the eyebrows, on the makeup, on the health. Of course, you should maintain health. But too much we are trying to make the body look like what it is not. We are investing money and energy in the losing business. And what is the end? After all that you do, you have to die. And the hair that we spent so much money in the whole life, just for the sake of exercise, na, you just take out a cost. But how much you spend on your hair? Including me also. I also spend something on my hair. I put oil and I put shampoo, wash it by soap. You all sometimes just put down on a paper. Actually, how much you spend on hair? Whatever you do. Whatever you must be doing. And you'll add on to the number of years. And you know what happens in that moment of death? You'll be very surprised to know. Those people who burn the bodies at death, in the first 3 seconds, the hair is finished. बिकॉज आई हैव विटनेस्ड एंड आई हैव कंडक्टेड मेनी फ्यूनरल्स यू नो एज अ पुरोहित और व्हाटएवर द फ्रेंड एंड आई कैन सी दैट विद इन 3 seconds ऑल द हेयर इज बर्नड एंड नथिंग इज देयर नथिंग रिमेन्स ऑल द बॉडी हेयर स्काल्प हेयर एवरीथिंग इज फिनिश इन 3 seconds एंड multi-billion-dollar इंडस्ट्रीज आर रनिंग जस्ट टू मेंटेन दिस हेयर एज लॉन्ग एज दे आर स्टक टू योर स्काल्प When they leave your scalp and fall down, where do they go? Dustbin. You don't shampoo those hair, na? Which have fallen down your comb and it has come out of your body. Oh, my hair. Let me shampoo it and let me preserve it. You do that? No, you don't do that. That means your hair, you are doing all decoration till the time your hair is attached to you on the scalp. When it leaves and comes in the comb, you throw it in dustbin. Is that a fact? You may feel, kyun Dr. Sanmag aise baat kar raha hai? Why is he talking like this? I'm just trying to wake you up to the fact of life. This is how it is. And we spend so much energy to look young and we are not young, but we still spend so much energy to look young. Kitna karenge, kar karke, kitne kushish karenge that you will remain. How much? You can become 16-year-old now? No. I want to become 16-year-old. I was so dynamic and so energetic. I want to become 16-year-old. No, I'm 50 now. What I can do about it? I can do exercise, I can go to gym, I can do some dieting and keep fit. But can I become 16 now? Not possible. Time is gone. Time is not going to stop. And everybody of us, someday I'll become 75 if I live that time. So point is this, we have to understand time is going. And time will take everything on the bodily level from you. Your energy, your good looks, your black hair, your strength to run and walk fast and do things, capacity, all bodily things the time will take away from you. But the spirit always remains same. Spirit is always active and happiness is only on that level. When we connect ourselves to the spirit, and connect our spirit to Supreme Spirit, then happiness will be there. Irrespective of your old age, irrespective of your problems, irrespective of your sickness, anything you name, your failures in life, your problems in life, your disasters in the family life, whatever happens, if you have nourished your soul with devotion to God, then you'll be happy always. And if you are happy always, truly, then you can make others also happy. Irrespective of you being suffering in some level in the house or family or your life, still if you are truly happy on a spiritual platform, you will become make others also happy. Hare Krishna. Now you have any question? We all have to ask how to get that happiness. That must be a question in everybody's mind. How can you say, oh, that happiness, what I have to do with that? I don't want it. You can't say that. But you want to be happy. You want to be happy? So you have to connect to God. Then only you can be happy. Rest all your efforts to become happy are temporary. They will not give you permanent happiness that you actually need. It may make you happy. When you get a raised salary, who will not be happy? When your birthday is there, your people are cutting cake for you, who will not be happy? But it's gone 3 days back now. No more cakes every day. Bas cake ho gaya. That's it. Next day, bacha hua khaya. Wo khatam hone ke baad mein khatam. You have to wait for next year. People to wish you. And that too also, everything is temporary, you know. What is permanent is people's love for you. They love you, you love them, then you don't need birthday for that, to express that love. If people love you and you love people, that is real wealth. Because that love is on spiritual platform. But if love is genuine, it will remain. Even if you don't meet also, the love will remain. Previously we were in college and every day we were meeting. Now we can't meet because we are family men now. बट दैट लव इफ इज जेन्युइन इट विल रिमेन विल गिव यू हैप्पीनेस राइट सो मेनी फ्रेंड्स ऑफ माइन आर नॉट मीटिंग मी डेली वन टाइम वी आर मीटिंग रेगुलरली नाउ वी आर नॉट मीटिंग सो डेली बट दैट लव विच वी हैव अर्नड इज स्टिल देयर टाइम कम्स दे कम टू हेल्प यू So you have any question now? Yes, Nirmala. So,
this is a material world, we need temporary happiness also.
Very good statement you have made. In the material world, we need temporary happiness also, but we don't keep our faith in that temporary happiness. By knowledge, we keep faith in permanent happiness only. Temporary happiness kab? Nabhi aaj gulab jam khaya to khushi hogi. कल लड्डू खाया तो खुशी होगी कल किसी फ्रेंड को मिला खुशी होगी वी डोंट से वी शुड नॉट डू ओनली ऑल दिस थिंग्स नो थिंग विच गिव्स हैप्पीनेस टू यू यू शुड एक्सेप्ट नो वी आर नॉट सेइंग दैट वी डोंट कीप फेथ इन दैट थिंग्स कि दैट विल गिव मी परमानेंट हैप्पीनेस टुडे व्हेन यू गेट सम टेम्पररी हैप्पीनेस यू डोंट कीप फेथ कि दिस वन ना शुड गिव मी हैप्पीनेस एवरी सिंगल डे एवरी मिनट दैट विल नॉट गिव यू ना देर इज नो हार्म इन टेकिंग टेम्पररी हैप्पीनेस फॉर एग्जाम्पल मे बी यू वेंट फॉर अ टूर You traveled thousands of kilometers and saw new places with your family and you enjoyed your campaign. But if you expect that that particular tour should give you everyday happiness, will it give you? No. Few days you enjoyed, you rejuvenated, you came back. Again you have to go next time somewhere else to be happy like that. So we do that. We don't deny that we should not do that. We should do that. We take a family out, we spend a vacation, take a break. All things you do, you play sometimes guitar maybe or sing via violin and have some kirtan at home, maybe sing program called devotees, whatever your ways of happiness. But we don't believe that that event will give me happiness forever. Although we keep doing that. As a duty, we'll keep doing that. As a duty, you'll take your child to park, take your child to buy a new bag or new shoe. That's your duty. You keep doing that. But we don't have faith ki this new shoe will give my child a permanent happiness. So much happiness that I will not have to buy a new shoe again to him. Is that true? No. So what is devotee's intelligence? A devotee understands. What I do is, he understands clearly in the activity that I do, what is spiritual activity and what is material. Usko barabar samajhta hai. Intelligence means to differentiate between spiritual and material. We keep doing both, isn't it? We don't giving up anything. While doing it, know what is permanent, what is temporary. What is spiritual, what is material. That we have to know. Then there is less chances for you to become unhappy. If you don't know this, and you keep expecting from temporary things permanent happiness, then you will become sorrowful. It's a simple equation. If you expect permanent happiness from a temporary situation, then you will be miserable. You can't be happy. But if you know before only, this is a temporary situation, I cannot expect permanent happiness from that, then you will not be unhappy. Jesus Christ said, if one wants to become happy in this world, first of all, he should stop expecting to be happy in this world. Bible says this statement. If you want to be happy in this world, stop trying to be happy in this world. Because this world is not designed to make you happy. And if you keep trying to be happy in this world, you become more and more miserable. Because more effort you put, more miserable you become. But if you know as very well, okay, I'm not going to be happy from this world, then actually you'll become happy. Because you'll not find happiness in this world, but in the next. Then you'll be happy. It's like exactly like, you know what? सपोज आई टेल यू कि ये झाड़ करेले का है सब जगह करेला ही मिलेगा एंड यू स्टार्ट क्लाइंबिंग द ट्री एंड यू से नो मे बी दिस ब्रांच हैज बिटर गार्ड दैट ब्रांच हैज मैंगोज सो आई सर्च लेफ्ट साइड राइट साइड आई वेंट गो अप आई गो डाउन आई गो ईस्ट एंड आई गो वेस्ट वेर एवर आई गो आई ओनली फाइंड बिटर गार्ड बिकॉज द ट्री इज अ बिटर गार्ड नो How will you find mango in a tree of bitter gourd? Is it possible? Unless you go to a mango tree, you will not find mangoes. It's as simple as that. This material world is like a tree of bitter gourd. Wherever you go, you get only bitter gourd. was free, material world is bitter gourd. So you should not search for a thing where it is not available. In the winter season, if you go to Ratnagiri and search for mangoes, will you get mangoes? You have to go in the month of April and May in Ratnagiri, then you get mangoes. How much ever you have, I got millions of mango trees there. Please get me one mango at least. I planted 1,000 trees last year. It's the month of December now. Where is the mango? He said, no, mango is not available now. However you search, day and night, no, I will find out mango. I'll go east, I'll go west, I'll go north, I'll find out. One mango I will get. No, sir. The time is not meant for having you having a mango. So you will not get a mango. So like that, this world in which we are living is not designed to give you the happiness that you want. Now, how much ever you search, you will not get it.
Really, how many people do they know?
It's our job to tell. If I can tell 20, I will tell 20. If tomorrow you give me chance to go to tell 200, I'll tell 200. If third day you get 2,000 people, I will tell the same thing. What is our job? Tell maximum people.
Only the people who are coming in contact with you or like these people, they only will know.
But that is a fact.
If it is from the childhood, if it is taught, then everybody will know.
So childhood, who will teach? The parents will teach, no? Have you taught your children that this world is not meant for happiness? So good. If you have taught it, it's very good. But how many parents have told their children that this world is not a place for happiness? They will tell ki you work hard, you'll be happy. They are giving false promise to the children. You get educated, you get good degree, then you get good job, then you'll be very happy. You'll go in, move in cars. You become doctor, then you can drive in cars very soon. Like that. But real teaching of the parents to students, to children, is to give them this knowledge. The children will not be frustrated in future. You give them so many false hopes and all the false hopes get destroyed. So what you get is only frustration and depression. So who has given the depression? Parents have given, because they are not educated child properly about the reality of the world. We have only given illusory understanding of this life to our children. So children also love to live in the illusion. When the illusion is destroyed, reality comes up in front of you, then you get stumped. You're frustrated. So answer, I'll complete her statement. So the point is excellent what you have raised, that who knows it in the world? Very few people know it. So whenever you associate with devotees, you will come to know about it. And for that you have to pray to the Lord. The Lord has to be merciful on you to give some devotee in your life too, that he will tell you the fact. He will not tell you what you like to hear. He will tell you what is the truth that you should know. If I tell Vaidehi this, he'll not like it. No, I will still tell, because I know it is the truth. I'll not like to keep you in illusion and to make you happy in illusion. I'll tell you the truth. The truth is like this. You may like it or don't like it. Truth remains truth only. Truth doesn't change because you don't like it. So as parent, if everyone has to know about the fact of life, the best is the parents tell the child, because they grow the child from childhood. From this age, you train the child to tell them about the Lord, about the fact of life. Then everybody will know. Everyone will come to know about it. Yes, what are you saying?
Sir, Jyotishi commentaries, so we know the fact of the life, the final goal is to go to back to God.
Yeah.
But still, in day-to-day's life, chota-chota question will also ananda mil. Suppose I feel something nice to a patient, who is otherwise like today, I am a patient who is absolutely in bad situation. So she felt happy, and because of that, I got the happiness. Buying the earrings, 10 rupees earrings, mainly. But I bought something for me, which may not make much of the difference for others, but that gave that little tiny happiness to me. Cooking for the family, serving them, or receiving the guests. There are so many, from a housewife point of view, from a wife point of view, from a dietitian point of view, there's so many small things in the life which give happiness.
Correct.
Anyway, final fact is that. But then, should we neglect this happiness?
No.
Or should we not?
No way. You should keep doing all those things. But while doing all those things, you should know that they are not permanent happiness. That's all I said. What I said is that all that happiness, all that things give you happiness, you must keep getting it. What's the problem? Because your nature is to search for happiness. Anando mayo bhyasat is the nature of the soul. The soul will always keep looking for happiness. There's nothing wrong in looking for happiness. There's nothing wrong in getting happiness, small or big. But from the intellectual point of view, you should know where the treasure house of permanent happiness is there. My point is only that. That doesn't mean that tomorrow onwards you stop all the things, small, small things which give happiness to you. No, because now I will get only spiritual happiness. Nothing else I want. I will only look for spiritual happiness, otherwise nothing. Khainta tupashi, nata upashi. I will not say that. Whatever comes on your way, you should not say no for that. Same way, if on your way happiness comes, take it. On your way sorrow comes, also accept it in the same way. But both are temporary. Okay?
So that realization is important.
Important, and activity on the basis of the realization is also important. You can't just have realization and just remain there only. If you get realization, then you'll act upon it or not. You can't just say, I will not act upon it, it's my realization. It's kept in the cupboard. Aisa nahi hota hai. One who is really realized now, he will always act upon that. If I have come to know that this world is no place for happiness, only God, connection with Him is going to give me happiness, I will go and connect with Him to get happiness. I will not say that I know theory, I can give nice pravachan on that, but I am not yet connected. Then He will not come to me again. But He is only theory man, no practical man. A karate black belt champion, he has to show practice now and convince you I am black belt. You just give pravachan on karate. What is the use of karate? It's a practical activity, na? You cannot give pravachan on karate and show some films to you. You have to have a practical doing man, third degree black belt done, then only you'll get inspired to learn from him. So realization cannot be stagnant activity, stagnant thing. It has to be acted upon. That's only my point. All the little happiness you get in life, you must enjoy thoroughly from there at the level of heart. Why not? If you can give happiness to giving by one diet to one person, one time only, you should do it. But next time some other person comes and you did the same effort to him like you did for that person, and that person gives galis to you, what third class food you have given me? They should not feel bad. You have to keep doing what you are doing. One time happiness will come and some gifts will come of earrings. Next time gali will come, no gift. But you have to keep doing it. So if it encourages you, you keep doing it. But don't get discouraged when it doesn't come. Because we have learnt that nothing is permanent. That is my point. My point is that at least on intellectual level you should understand that this is not temporary, this is not permanent. Today it will be there, tomorrow it will not be there. And while getting this temporary small happiness life into your life, keep also working regularly for the permanent happiness. But that is your original need. While fulfilling your temporary need, don't forget your permanent need. Then you will be unhappy only, because sometimes happiness will come, sometimes it will not come. Then you will be unhappy. We have to find a formula. In spite of temporary nature of this activity in the world, I want to find a way where I will be permanently happy. Irrespective of my sorrows and miseries, I want to come to a situation where I will be happy only all the time. You would like to be like that? Even though you get sick, even though somebody dies, even though you are not getting what you want in life, but still you are happy. I think everyone will love to be in that situation. And that's what our soul needs. And that happiness which we are all hankering for is there in the connection of God. And that chavi is there to connect ourselves with Lord. Then you will be happy.
Sir, do we give any counseling to the patients? Like suppose ICU patient is given DNR. So do we counsel the relatives mandatory?
For DNR?
DNR, like suppose now the soul is going to leave the body.
Yes.
Either in the hospital or at home. So that spiritual counseling is done to the relatives not after the death. But when the patient is...
Yes, we did for the Prashab Kodapulli.
Prashab Kodapulli. All the patients in ICU.
Yeah, we try our best. See, our job is to give you option and information. Say somebody is going to die for sure. And we know that he is going to die. Okay. देन वी गिव ऑप्शन, बिकॉज पेशेंट मे नॉट इवन नो कि ऐसा भी कुछ होता है, तो वी गिव ऑप्शन कि ऐसा भी है कि समथिंग कॉल्ड DNR, हाँ सम ऑफ यू मे नॉट नो, आई टेल, DNR मीन्स डू नॉट रिससिटेट, डू नॉट यूज फाइनल एफर्ट्स ऑफ कीपिंग मी अलाइव बिटवीन वेंटिलेटर, CPR, माउथ टू माउथ रेस्पिरेशन, ऑल दोज थिंग्स, इन इंट्राकार्डिक एड्रेनालिन एंड सो मेनी थिंग्स आर देयर, डोपामिन एंड एवरीथिंग. प्लीज डू नॉट एनी ऑफ दिस, डू एनी ऑफ दिस थिंग्स, दिस थिंग्स फॉर मी, आई वॉन्ट टू डाई वेरी पीसफुली. नाउ दिस DNR इज अवेलेबल, यू कैन गिव दिस कंसेंट. नॉलेज हैज टू बी गिवन टू पीपल एंड वी डू दैट, बट मेनी पीपल आर इन द मूड की नहीं 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 नहीं, मे बी ही विल सर्वाइव, नहीं नहीं, वी वॉन्ट टू कीप अवर एफर्ट्स टिल. सम पीपल हैव स्टेड ऑन 40 days, समटाइम्स 3 months ऑन वेंटिलेटर, दे आर ऑल डेड, बट स्टिल द होप इज सो फॉल्स होप इज देयर दैट नो 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 ही इज अलाइव, नो, ओनली द हार्ट बीट इज रनिंग, दैट इज ऑल मेजरेबल लिविंग, ब्रेन डेड, एज सून एज यू रिमूव ही डाइज इन 5 minutes. सम पीपल आर इंटेलिजेंट हुम यू हैव डेवलप सम रैपो विद देम बिफोर एंड यू एक्सप्लेन देम, दे मे एक्सेप्ट इट. लाइक प्रशोक कोटापल्ली, ही वॉज अ हॉस्पिस एम्प्लॉय ना, he thought he sees death day and night, his job is to see death. So when we told him that your father is now not going to survive, better keep him off ventilator and bring him to a room and we'll do all kirtan and pray for him and give all the mahaprasadam, tulsi, gangajal, everything, we'll call everybody devotees and let's do lights kirtan for him. So he accepted and for 6 hours he survived after ventilator was taken off. But 6 hours, believe me, on my birthday he came and met me and told me कि माई फादर वेंट लाइक अ सेंट. जनरली अ सेंट विल गेट दिस ट्रीटमेंट, एवरीबडी इज प्रेइंग, एवरीबडी इज गिविंग होली वाटर्स, एवरीबडी इज रीडिंग फ्रॉम स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड एवरीबडी इज पुटिंग तुलसी एंड वाटर एंड ओनली अ सेंट कैन गेट दिस ट्रीटमेंट. एंड जस्ट बिकॉज आई एम अ हॉस्पिटल एम्प्लॉय, माई फादर ऑल्दो इज नॉट अ सेंट बट ही गॉट अ ट्रीटमेंट लाइक अ सेंट, ही वेंट लाइक अ सेंट. एंड आई मस्ट शेयर विथ यू समथिंग वॉज ही टोल्ड मी दैट कि माय जीजाजीज फादर वॉज देयर दैट डे व्हेन माय फादर, हिज फादर वॉज डाइंग, हिज जीजाजीज फादर ऑल्सो वॉज देयर, ओके समधी. सो आई वॉज सिंगिंग, विच आई एज यूजली आई सिंग, आई मे बी सिंगिंग इन डेथ फ्यूनरल और सिंग इन नर्सेस प्रोग्राम और आई सिंग इन फेस्टिवल, आई सिंग विथ वॉट एवर डिवोशन आई गॉट, आई डोंट हेजिटेट टू इन्वेस्ट माई डिवोशन लेसर देन बिफोर और लेसर देन वॉट आई कैन. Whatever I have, I will pour in my kirtan. I will pray nicely. So I was doing my usual prayerful kirtan for him. Specifically, he was dying, so more intently I was doing. So his judge's father told him what, you know, afterwards. Because I did kirtan for 2 hours, and then I went. And others took over. And after 1.5 hours, he died. And then they took the body and everything. After 2-3 days, the judge's father told him that I am sure Krishna must have come and taken him with him. You guys are telling me that Krishna's messengers come, Vishnu Dutas come to take a person who is dying in the middle of kirtan. But why Krishna's messenger, the way the doctor was singing, I am sure Krishna must have himself come. This is what his impression is. I may not have to believe it, but what I am saying is that people perceive this kind of feelings, you know, when you pray sincerely from the heart. And Prashok Kodapulli is saying that I am so happy, although my father died, but I am so happy that the way he died is so happiness. My mother says, Kari, we all are sorry and you feel so happy. So he told his mother also, I am so happy because my father has to die anyway, but he died in such a glorious way. I am so happy.
Same thing happened for my father also.
See, your father also, you lost your father.
He never
cried. You lost your father, right?
10 days we realized ki actually we
lost him. See. So, isn't that true that a painful event like death can be a happy event? It can be turned into a happy event. It's a festival. I always say ki hospice is meant for making the death as a festival, not as a sorrowful event. If you are able to make event of death into a very, very happy event, then your hospice is successful. You have reached achieved the goal for a particular patient at least. And that is our goal. We want to give that happiness. We don't cry but since somebody is gone. We always cry. We feel bad that we have lost our companion, father, mother, sister, wife, anybody. But still, give the best to the departing soul. So in the festivity, he goes back to God. meet the Lord, you know, at the end of life. And it's possible, it's not impossible. You have to witness it. Now you can say people, yes, it is possible, I have witnessed in my father's case. Or I may say, I have seen in Prashop Kotapulli's case. It's possible. I have seen in Vrindavan, I have seen here, I have seen there. But you have to meet me not to believe it. Otherwise, you have seen only people crying and beating their chest when they are dying. They don't know anything. So, DNR education is given. But we don't force people. Na? We don't force anybody to anything. We don't even force our spirituality also. Spirituality is voluntary. So, if I tell you, for example, make DNR for your father. And you say, no, I can't do that. I want him to live. Let him live whatever days he can live. Or you may say, no, I agree with you, Dr. Shanbhag. Please do the needful. Then I will do the needful. See, it depends on you. We can give knowledge to you, an option to you, but you have to choose what you can do. I have, you know what, my daughter was damn sick for 11th, 12th and 13th. She was so sick that we all had understood that she is going, 100%. I only came down on Dr. Sankey that in the middle of the day when she was in deep septicemia. So only she had not gone to coma, but she had everything else except coma. I came down to Dr. Sankey. Only two requests I have got. Let whatever happen, but two requests are there. At any case, you should not shift her out of the hospital. Whatever happens, whatever you may need to do in Nanavati or whatever outside one has to do it, I don't want it. Jo hona hai, idhar hi hona hai. And number two, no, matlab DNR. I only told him. These two things you keep in mind and do whatever you can. Because I know, DNR, when I give, my child will not suffer. Otherwise, you put ventilator, child, and anybody suffers like anything. You think you are giving life, but a dying person goes through a lot of suffering before dying. So, he is anyway dying and you are giving him more suffering of ventilator and so many. Ventilator survives you, fine. But if you are not sure of survival, well, there is no point of putting ventilator. One has to be very judgmental properly to judge. Will this ventilator help to bring back the life or is not going to help? It's just a last moment activity. Like my father-in-law, he died on 24th February. He got a massive heart attack. In 5 minutes, they put the ventilator, everything. Before I came, ventilator, everything was on. And actually, he was dead in that time only. Before putting ventilator also, he had died. But they put him on ventilator. They did all CPR. 45 minutes, they struggled. If I was there in that case, I would have said, no, don't put anything. He's going to die because it's a global heart attack. He's not going to survive. So that judgment we have to do. And we have to also be in spiritual activity to know this, ki bhai, it makes a great suffering. Dr. Dalal's mother, I saw suffering like anything, ventilator pe, and finally she died only. So we have to have knowledge at least, na, ki bhai, ventilator makes you suffer. So you should be intelligent to understand ki, is there any hope is there in that? Doctor will tell you, jyada hope nahi hai. Well, put if you want. No, put. Whatever you can do, please put. At least I have satisfaction that I did everything for my mother. But I have to understand that there is no hope in that case. Although my mother, father, sister, anybody, so what? So I told these two things, Dr. Sun. And I was very clear in mind. Whatever is there, Bhakti Vidhan chodne ka nahi. Nowhere in the world I want to go except Bhakti Vidhan. So, and I'm sure if not this time, some other time, something is going to happen. We all know that. So, when we are prepared well, we can face it well. And we can give the best to our dear one, you know. If anything worse has to happen, then we have to see that in the worst condition, what best we can give. What do we ultimately say? Do the best bargain. What is that slogan? Give best out of bad bargain, na? Get the best out of bad bargain. Whatever the bargain is anyway bad, try to get best out of it. And for that you have to have faith in God. Then only things can happen like that. Otherwise nothing happens. So we do tell people. The answer to your question is yes. We do tell people. But many of them are very emotional and they don't accept it. Prashabh may accept kiya turant. Because he already was oriented fully well, na? Being an employee of hospice only. So happy Prashabh. I told him, you please write down your story. And whatever people have said in your family, write down. It's very important for us. It's very encouraging for us to get something like this, you know. It's not necessarily, I was doing Kirtan, I need a story. But it's such a good lesson, you know. Anybody can do कीर्तन फ्रॉम द बॉटम ऑफ द हार्ट एंड सेम फीलिंग कैन बी देयर इन द पीपल हु आर लिसनिंग. इट्स वेरी इंटेंस इवेंट ना, एवरीबडी कम्स इन वेरी सीरियस मूड एंड somebody is praying and everybody is putting waters and they're watching everything. My God, first time I'm seeing this. Aisa bhi hota hai. Then they get inspiration. When Chandramukhi's mother died, na, what did brother say? He said, Chandramukhi, when I die, you make sure that I die here. In the same way our mother died. Every time I get this response. When they see the their dear one dying like this, the son or a daughter-in-law or somebody will come and tell, I want to die in the same way. Make sure that when I die, you bring me over here. Or wherever I am, I get all these things. So they see it's a very glorious way of passing. You know? So what is our job, as madam's question is? Our job is to spread this knowledge to as many as possible. Without distinction of caste, religion, anything. Just give them this knowledge. This is possible. You can be happy. You can be blissful. Just connect with God. Tell everybody. Maybe repeatedly you tell. Again and again you keep telling. But keep telling. That is our job. If you have got a diamond, don't keep it in your pocket and hide it. Share with everybody. Then your diamond will increase in number. If you have one, it will become two. If you have two, it will become four. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.